This happened a while ago. I was driving home from a long day at work in the city. My house is in the suburbs, a decent distance outside of the city, so every day after getting out at 10, I have an hour of driving. A lot of the driving is through empty roads once I get out of the city, so it isn't that bad, except for the amount of time it takes up. I was a little extra tired this night, which wasn't for any specific reason, but it was just one of those days. I was just half an hour out from my house, and was driving along one of the more empty single-lane highways, when through the dim streetlights, I saw something blocking the road. My eyes woke up, and I eased onto the brakes. As I got closer, the fog cleared enough for me to tell what it was. A tree laying over the entire road. I looked at it for a moment, just confused. There were no recent storms or high winds, and it wasn't here in the morning. I left the car on, but put it in park, then got out and looked around. There were no other fallen trees or signs of anything else being damaged. I walked closer and looked at both ends of the tree, but it was going all the way from both edges of the forest. No way through or around. This was such a bizarre situation, and it wasn't until now that the annoyance started to hit me. The closest alternate route was 15 minutes back and would take me the long way, adding a total of at least an hour to my already long drive. I thought about calling someone, but even then it would probably take even longer to get it cleared. As I stood out in the road next to the tree, a light suddenly flashed on from the other side, shining through the branches and leaves. It wasn't from an approaching car, though. The car had to have already been sitting there, and for some reason they only just now turned on their lights. As I tried looking through the branches to see what I could see, I heard a door open and close, and then footsteps approaching the other side of the tree.
"Hello?"
I called out, hoping to just ease the tension a bit. I heard someone mumble something, but not really in response to me, more of just to themselves. I thought maybe they too were frustrated about the blocked road, but then the branches started moving and the leaves rustled as a man started climbing over. I took a few steps back, going closer to my car as they jumped onto my side of the road. From what I could see, it was a man with a short beard and a buzz cut, wearing a thick jacket. He looked at me and started walking closer, still not having responded to me. I quickly got inside my car, unsure of what the man was doing, but I started to get a really bad feeling in my gut. He started walking faster, almost into a light jog, as soon as I closed the door. The man came right up to the window and looked at me, no smile or friendly face, just a blank and empty expression as he knocked on the window.
What do you need?"
I asked nervously. The man didn't respond, but instead started mumbling to himself again as he looked me in the eyes and continued to knock on the window. I kept asking what he wanted, but he wouldn't stop knocking and started to get more aggressive, hitting the window with his fist. I quickly put the car in reverse and backed out, hearing a dull thud on the door, likely from the door latch being ripped from his hands. After hearing that, I knew that this was even more dangerous than I initially thought. I spun the car around and drove away, so focused that I didn't even check my mirrors to see what the man was doing. Once I made it to the bypass, I pulled off and called in the situation. As you might have imagined, the man and his car were nowhere to be found. I don't know much else of the situation, having only what happened to me to go off of, but I do know that the workers sent to clean up the fallen tree said that it had been purposefully cut down. It even ended up on the news due to the likely malicious intentions behind it, but nothing further was ever known about it. If that man I'd encountered was the one to cut it down is unknown, but the fact that his car was just sitting there and the very strange way he was behaving makes me think it was. In the months since, I haven't had any more occurrences along that route, but I still find myself fully awake, even on days when I'm tired, every night I drive home from work on that road. I drive part-time for Uber Eats. I'm a college student, so it's a great job to work around my school schedule. This happened on a night after my classes. It was probably around 11 p.m., and I didn't have class until late in the afternoon the next day, so I was planning on staying up late and grinding out as many orders as I could. At 1 a.m., I got a rare grocery order to pick up from a 7-Eleven and drop off at some address 15 minutes away. The directions took me through a few neighborhoods, going all the way to the back that led up to the woods before I stopped at the end of a gravel road. I looked at the address on the app, and it said it was down this road, but all I saw were a bunch of safety cones and construction things, with no streetlights. I carefully went down, turning my brights on and navigating through until I reached the last turn. This was even more sketchy though, being more of a path than a road. I looked more closely at the map again, and it was clearly telling me the address was down this way. I lifted my head and looked further down the path, and as my eyes adjusted to the darkness, I started to notice a structure at the end. It kind of resembled a house, but there was definitely something off about it. I then looked around and started to notice more houses. There wasn't enough light coming from my headlights for me to see them well, but based off what I could see, it looked like this was a community of new-build houses in construction. Knowing this, I figured since the house on my GPS was one of the first on the path, maybe it was already complete. I turned and started heading down, pulling into an empty cul-de-sac with a single house on it. Up close now, it was definitely not complete. At least not fully complete. The front of it did look nearly done though, having a door and everything, which made this all really hard to figure out. At the end of the day though, all I had to do was deliver the stuff where I'm told, not to worry about someone else's housing situation. I parked and got out with the groceries, walking up to the front door and knocking. All the lights were off and it was completely quiet, enough to make me feel a bit uneasy. I set down the bags and turned around to get back to my car, but in the side of my view, I saw something move by the trees. I stopped for a moment, staring at the darkness in the woods. Whatever I saw wasn't moving anymore. I started walking quickly, getting in my car and turning it on. As soon as the headlights flashed, I saw a man standing right where I'd seen the movement in the woods. He was staring in my direction, watching intently as I started to back out. I felt my heartbeat rising as I looked at the man and wasn't paying attention to the road. I only rolled back 10 feet before I felt a huge bump on my back tires, followed again by my front. It was enough to make the entire car rock back and forth for a second, but my adrenaline was rushing too much for me to even get a good look at what it was that caused it. I pressed on the gas harder, getting off the path and onto the gravel road. Once I made it into the normal neighborhood, it was more obvious that my car was shaking and bumping, and there was no doubt that I had several flat tires. I was able to pull off somewhere where I felt more safe, and then called the police. They searched the address and the Uber Eats account, but the address was an unfinished property that was not lived in, and the account was a throwaway. They did find several large sharpened metal objects on the path though, likely placed after I'd pulled in as an attempt to get me to stop on the path. What they were attempting to do once they had me stuck out there in the woods is hard to say. Maybe rob me, or maybe something else. But at least I didn't have to find out. It was late, about 3 a.m., as I was driving home from a work meet that ran late. This was a once-a-year meeting that took place 8 hours from the location I worked at. Driving through this state sucks because outside of the city it's mostly farmland, miles and miles long of just plain fields of crops. At least with the bare roads, I was able to space out and only have to focus on going straight. As I drove though, it was out of nowhere that I saw a huge gap in the crops to the right of the road. When I passed it, I saw a car wedged pretty far into the crops as if they had driven off the road and weren't able to stop. It was not something I'd expected to see, but I couldn't see how running into a field of crops could really be harmful to them or have done anything significant enough for me to have to call for help. There was still service out here too, so they could definitely call for themselves. The car also wasn't on, which made me feel like they'd already been picked up or something. I continued driving, making it just a minute or two down the road, before a set of headlights came up in front of me. After only a couple seconds, I was gaining on them extremely fast and had to swerve into the other lane to pass them. The speed limit was 80 on this highway, and that car had to be going no more than 25, which was insanely dangerous. Almost as soon as I passed them though, they started speeding up, visibly getting closer and closer by the second until they were right behind me. I thought this was just one of those ego-obsessed losers that couldn't handle getting passed on the road, so I assumed he'd just speed past me and be on his way. But instead, he merged into the oncoming traffic lane and pulled his car right next to mine. I looked over and saw this man looking me in the eyes, but strangely, he didn't look angry. He had a slight smirk on his face, and that was about it. He looked to be in his mid-40s, with longish hair and an unkempt beard. I moved my eyes away and back to the road, getting a little nervous. The car next to me then sped up and went right in front of me, slamming on their brakes and forcing me to do the same, before they suddenly turned their car to block both lanes and stopped right in the middle of the road. I was able to stop about 15 feet from them, too in shock to understand the severity of what was going on. The man didn't waste any time, getting out of his car right away and sprinting straight for me. There was no effort to hide his intentions as he held a gun in one hand and now had a hood pulled over his head. I didn't have time to go in reverse, so I just pressed on the gas and swerved off the road, ramming into the crops on someone's farmland. For a moment, my car was continuing forward without letting me turn as it started slowing, even with the gas pedal pressed all the way down. In that instant, my heart sank and a wave of terror ran through me, thinking about the other car I'd seen that was stuck in the crops. But suddenly my wheels caught traction again and I was able to swerve back out of the field and onto the other side of the road, hearing a single distant gunshot as I sped off. I called 911 and gave specific details on what happened, as well as telling them about the car I'd seen stuck in the field of crops. Whoever that man was out on the road that tried to stop me was never found. The police were able to locate the other car, but it was empty, no signs of the driver. It was just like they had suddenly swerved off the road and gotten stuck, then just disappeared, and who knows what happened afterward. Their situation was eerily similar to what would have happened to me, but if I had gotten stuck as well, then the other person in that car probably wouldn't have been the only one to have disappeared that night.